If you want to explore unique perspectives that are rarely expressed in mainstream media, you are listening to the right channel. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.
Music and talk radio about all things, all genders. Intravenous, live on CJSF 90.1 FM, discussing and approaching contemporary gender issues through a feminist lens. Our goal is to educate, engage, and challenge the dominant hegemony.
Good morning and welcome to Intravenous here on CJSF 90.1 FM, campus community radio from Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast on the unceded ancestral territories of the Kwikwetlem, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh peoples. I'm Robin, and I am and will be joined on the program today by Nat, who has been with the show recently, regularly, and also the Out on Campus coordinator, Jude, who will be here to chat a little bit about some Pride events that Out on Campus is just planning up. But first, we're going to hear a song and just, you know, let ourselves settle into the morning a little bit. This is a track from Tanika Charles, who is a Canadian artist and will be playing the Mission Folk Festival coming up on July 22nd and 23rd out in Mission, just east of us. And she'll also be playing Guilt and Company here in the Lower Mainland in Vancouver on July the 20th. This is a track called Endless Chain from Tanika Charles.
Like diamonds.
Tanika Charles there with the track called Endless Chain, here to start off our show Intravenous today. And as I mentioned, I am here in studio with Nat, who is the entertainment coordinator here at the station. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Jude Ma, who is the out-on-campus coordinator for the Students Center that's part of the SFSS, which is umbrellaed under the Students Society here. So welcome. Hello.
Hello.
We've been chatting a little bit over the last few days, Jude, about Pride, because it's celebrated in most other places in the country. Actually, it's sort of past celebrated in most places in the country. Vancouver's a little bit kind of behind the eight ball a little bit, but you've got some stuff planned to celebrate Pride, and you're here to tell us about them. Where do you want to start? Yeah. Do you want to start just like with a brief, you know, why we should be thinking about Pride? And
I think that would be good. I think being in the Lower Mainland, we're really lucky that we kind of can continue Pride celebrations past June. I always like to joke that just the entire summer is just gay summer. And I think right now, it's sad but true that like American politics really influences Canadian politics and just like what we read and watch every day. And so I think right now, kind of focusing on celebrating and just like euphoria and things like that is really important and really relevant. And so I'm horrible at talking.
No, you're doing great.
I think celebrating oneself and just community and everything like that is important all the time. But I think it's been a pretty rough year, and especially last few months, especially for trans folks. And so I think, just being able to do that more, I guess, is good.
Yeah. I like the words that you used, you know, celebration and euphoria, and being able to really step into what that looks like, what that feels like in your body, right? Because often, especially if we're not allowed to show up the way we want to show up, and we're you know, not feeling sort of comfortable in our own skin, or, you know, however that might present itself. Those two concepts are super critical.
Yeah.
For living a happy life, you know, just well-being in general, and, you know, all of these things that, you know, as human beings, I think we strive to to be able to achieve somehow.
Yeah.
You know, in whatever way, shape, or form that might look like. So, yeah. Celebration and euphoria. Woo!
Yeah. Yeah, I had done an event back in my undergrad, and someone who had gone to the event ended up using the words gender euphoria. And that was, I think, the first time I'd ever heard those words put together. And so I've kind of... I think about that a lot, and just wanting to, whether it be like put on more events or attend events like that, just like euphoria and feeling euphoric is a really important thing, whether it's gender or even your own sexuality and et cetera. I think I just repeated everything I said before, but...
I mean, especially when there's so many, I feel like there's so many sad gay and trans stories, like there's this almost attachment to kind of tragedy. So it's nice to actually get to be alive and happy.
Yeah.
For now, anyway.
Well, and as you were saying, like, you need that energy to counteract some of the news and some of the politics and, you know, some of this crazy right-wingy notions that are out there that really breed fear into not only the people who are trying to just live their lives, but also, you know, for people who are engaging with people who are other than they are, right? And how to mitigate or navigate some of those misunderstandings or misgivings, or, you know, however that might show up. So yeah, all of the things. And so here on campus, out on campus is actually located pretty much right above where we are, just, you know, if you head on the second floor of this sub towards the very, very back.
Yeah, if you, it's a weird place to find sometimes, but I always just say it's second floor of the sub, near the elevators. Just look for the flags. And then once you enter the room, there's more flags. There's a lot of flags. It's a very gay room.
It's comfortable, and there's lots to do, and you always have activities and things to engage the student body, which is great, and these events that you've got planned coming up for the month and to celebrate Pride are also to engage the student body. So what's cooking?
So I've come to the realization I'm horrible at planning ahead. So there's some events that are kind of still in the works. I think we'll definitely be doing a social at the end of the month. We had done one at the end of June. And so the plan is to do another one for July, which we should be finalizing, I think, by the end of the week or early next week. But the big one that we've finalized is that we're going to have a community market in Convo Mall Wednesday, July 26th from 11 to 3 p.m. And so this was one that I had thought would be a really cool idea, just because markets can be, a lot of markets either have like a really long wait list, or you kind of have to be palatable in a certain way to be part of a market. And so I really wanted to prioritize, obviously, people within the LGBTQ plus community, but also folks within other marginalized communities who might face barriers with being part of markets, or just maybe who have never been part of one. And so it'll kind of be like when it's clubs days, like there'll be tables and rolling boards for people. And then they can sell the products that they want or give them away. If anyone is interested in signing up, if you follow us on Instagram, one of our most active social medias, at SFSS OOC, or it's OOC at SFSS. There's a lot of, it's so many acronyms. It'll have the link to sign up, and then I had just put, if you sign up by Monday, July 17th, I have a certain amount of tables already set, and then yeah, we can promote your social medias or whichever, and then it's just going to be a place for folks to kind of be able to sell their things or give back, or yeah.
I feel like that's such a great idea, because there's so many like small queer artists. Like when I was at VanCaf recently, it felt like a decent chunk of the artists were queer, and it was absolutely packed. So I can imagine it would be really difficult to actually get kind of a spot. Are there going to be a lot of like students who are artists or doing anything like that there?
I think majority will be students. There are a few folks who, through, I think, some of the students I talked to weren't students who might want to sell things, but priority is definitely still the students. And I think I already have four interested who are all students, one of whom, I think she's been able to do, like, there's a market on Commercial Drive, but she does, what's it, like clay jewelry, which is like, it's actually really cool. There's a lot of crochet and like cross stitch. I've come to the realization that the gays really love knitting and crochet.
There's some radical cross stitch, I'll tell you. Come on, you know.
It's a very popular one, which someday I'll learn. Maybe.
I'm a fan of embroidery myself.
I tried, and then I kept hurting myself, and then I got frustrated and gave up. That was all in, like, one day. I didn't really try very hard.
I've tried knitting, and it's definitely a very zen activity, because you just do the line, and then you go to the next one, and you can kind of continue.
I feel like I would love knitting, maybe, yeah, because, like you were saying, it's a very zen activity. I don't know if I have the attention. But I guess once you get going, it's kind of just like second nature, but it's the getting there.
Yeah, like anything, right? Which is kind of important for, you know, these kind of markets and the opportunities for young and up-and-coming artists to be able to show their wares, because it is kind of a process of, you know, creating and also creating enough materials if you're making products or whatever. Sometimes if you sign up for a big market, mm-hmm. you need to have X number of things to sell, and if you don't have that number to sell, then you're not eligible, and you know, all of those kinds of things, which is, I don't know, feels a little defeating, right? Like that you've got to grow so big so fast in order to kind of compete in the marketplace. Whereas this is an opportunity for folks who, you know, might be making a few things and, you know, they just want to commune with the community and, you know, share their creativity with their peeps. So yeah, I think that's awesome. Do you know of other makers so far, in terms of, you know, what they might be bringing to the market and things that might be available for folks?
I think majority so far, are, there's like the one student who does the clay products. And then I think majority will be like fabric. So a lot of crochet. I think one student does the embroidery. Yeah, there's one student who I talked to who is really interested. And I think she actually has a TikTok account and might already have a fair amount of followers. But she does crochet. So right now those are kind of the big contenders, but there might be different ones. I didn't put, I should have said too, like it is free. I didn't want to put any type of like financial barrier, especially because the cost of making these items is already, a financial thing that students will have to pay for. But I didn't put, any type of harsh, I guess, limit on what you can sell. I think the biggest thing was like no alcohol, because we can't have alcohol.
Right. Yeah.
But I don't know if anyone would do that anyway, so.
Homebrewed queer moonshine, maybe?
That is true. Actually, I just thought of that. It was like craft beer is actually really popular.
And quite popular at farmers markets and things like that. I don't know if there's something that's, you know, particularly queer brewed craft beer, but it might be a niche market.
We're in the Pacific Northwest. I feel like if it's going to be anywhere, it's probably here somewhere.
For sure. In the middle of, no, you said that the market will happen on July the 26th.
Yeah, so a Wednesday.
Wednesday, July 26th, but the deadline to apply to have a table is on the 17th.
Yeah, which, I tried to set that as a hard deadline, but because I have already a certain amount of tables booked, I'm quite flexible for that. I think it was more just in terms of, like, if you wanted to have promotion for your booth, the 17th is kind of the recommended deadline.
Yeah, and that's fair. I can post that information also in the little blurb when the audio for this show goes up on our webpage, so that if you're listening and your ears are tingling and excited about being part of the market, it's an easy link that you can follow from our website at cjsf.ca under the program schedule, Intravenous by Date. So, yeah. What else is cooking? Anything other than the social, which is sort of a fingers crossed, we'll know by the end of the week, and people can follow up through your social medias and all of that kind of stuff, because you'll want to get the word out, I'm sure, and the market. And
We are doing a collaborative event with a couple of other groups. So it's mainly DNA and Women's Center who have spearheaded it, but we are collaborating as well as SF Perg on a Super Smash Bros. Tournament. Because we had done one around Mario Kart a few months ago, and that was really popular. So that one will happen on July 13th, which I think is it's a Thursday, from 1 to 5 p.m. in the DNA Lounge, which is on the first floor of the sub.
And DNA stands for?
Disability and Neurodiversity Alliance.
Yes.
There's so many acronyms.
I know. That's why sometimes you need to just like spell out what the acronym is for those folks who, A, might not be on campus, but are still listening and who might be interested, but also students who are listening and have no idea that these things even exist because we're hidden in the basement of the sub.
So,
the DNA Student Center is sort of kitty corner from the radio station on the bottom level of the sub.
And I think SF Pug is a progressive.
Oh, it's research. The Public Interest Research Group.
Public interest.
Yep.
More acronyms.
I know.
And they are also sharing the hallway with us in this hallway of acronyms.
Yes,
on the basement floor.
Yeah, Embark is the only student group that isn't acronymed. I think, and maybe the Peak.
I guess Women's Center. Usually people say the full, but when I write it, I just usually write WC because I don't want to type up Women's Center.
And the date for that again is next Thursday.
Next Thursday, yeah.
And do people have to sign up for that, or they can just come and jump into the fun?
We do have an RSVP, which if you go on the social media accounts for like Women's Center, DNA, even OOC, which is out on campus, there's like a QR code which you can RSVP, or if you are on Burnaby campus at all, there are posters on each floor of the sub with a QR code. But I know last time there were folks who had just come into the space and had asked to sign up. I think it's more around just like controller availability, but I don't think it wouldn't be the end of the world if you weren't able to sign up.
Right. Okay. Not limiting participation.
No.
And that's 1 to 5.
Yes.
Next Thursday. Wow, that's a lot of Mario.
Yeah.
Well, it's a tournament, right? So there's probably brackets?
I think so. I wasn't able to be part of the Mario Kart one. But from what I understand, the coordinators for these groups are kind of apparently now expected to have like a staff rivalry competition, which I am actually very good at Smash Bros. So I'm excited.
All right. We'll expect out on campus to take home the trophy.
Well, now there's a lot of pressure.
is there a reward of some kind? I'm not sure if you mentioned.
I think they did like a gift basket or some type of prize. I think one of the Women's Center assistant, Sam, she had made, I think, like a crown, some type of handcrafted crown. But I don't know if I'm pretty sure there was a gift beyond that.
All right. So you can participate in the Mario Brothers Smash Mario and take home the crown next Thursday, July the 13th, down in the DNA office, which is here on the main, not the main level, but the bottom level of the sub building from 1 to 5. I know that you're on a timeline, Jude. So, you know, don't want to keep you longer than your other meeting is interrupted. Any other details that we need to know about stuff going on for Pride for out on campus?
I can't think of any right now. I think, yeah, if you follow in Instagram is our big one. So it is SFSSOOC. And then we also have a very active Discord, which I think has over 350 people now. And if you are not part of the Discord but want to join, if you go on our Instagram or even look up our link tree, which is just SFSSOOC, it'll have links to join the Discord. And then we post all of our updates and links to events and stuff there. I should say, too, we have a clothing swap with a rack right outside of our room, which, again, the second floor of the sub. But we do have a group of political science students who have asked if we could host within our space and the Women's Center space like a clothing drive for one of their projects. So if you have clothes to donate or want to swap with other clothes, the dates for that are Monday, July 10th and 17th from 2 to 4, and then Thursday, July 13th and 20th from 3 to 5 p.m.
Okay.
If you follow the social media, you'll be able to have the dates and, like, write them down. But
great. That sounds like fun. I have some clothes I should pack up in a bag and donate them to the clothing drive.
Yeah. If you have any clothes, even shoes, things like that, we will take them. And then any of the clothes that we have on the rack at any time are free for folks to take.
That's great. Such a great service for students, especially when things are really... They're so expensive, right? Like, how do you be a student and come not naked? It's a wonder. It's a wonder. Well, thank you for sharing the things that Out on Campus is doing, and all the best with your events. We'll try to keep folks posted here, and like I said, we'll post up those links on our web page so that if you're listening and you're interested in anything that we've talked about today, the market, the Mario's, the swap, the social, all of those things, you'll be able to find them on the social media. And I know that you suggested a song that we can sort of play you out with. Do you want to give us a little framework on what it is and why it's a thing for you?
So I feel like it's become one of the more recent, lesbian anthems. I only discovered it because Phoebe Bridgers is featured on it, and she's amazing. I love her. Saw her in concert. A bunch of my friends kind of poke fun at me because they call it sad lesbian music, which it's probably correct, but not really. But yeah, so the band is Muna, and then the song is Silk Chiffon. First one I could think of, because I was like, I have to have a gay song.